You know, we all love to celebrate milestones, and 50 is certainly a big one in life for anybody. I know you'll get there eventually.
Yeah, one day I'll get to 50.
So thank you. We know who's celebrating a 50th milestone, but I wanted to just tell you.
I owe you for that one.
You got it. I wanted to tell you that also celebrating 50 years this year,
yeah.
The Rubik's Cube.
Okay.
The movie Blazing Saddles.
Can you do a Rubik's Cube?
I cannot.
Okay.
The show Happy Days.
Take me 50 years.
And now you're really going to feel old. Leonardo DiCaprio turns 50 this year.
What?
I know.
He's older than I am?
It's amazing. But most importantly right now, Spaghetti Works is turning 50 this year. This iconic Old Market restaurant was started in 1974 by the guy who started Mr. Toad's. And there weren't really many restaurants in the Old Market in 1974, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
But the actual building where the Spaghetti Works is housed was a restaurant at one time called the Ore House.
Okay.
And it closed down. And these two, this gentleman, Rusty Harmson and his partner, saw an opportunity and opened an Italian restaurant. Now, it was a little rocky going at the beginning because, as you probably know, there were lots of Italian steakhouses all over Omaha.
Yeah.
So in order to compete, that's when they came up with the all-you-can-eat bottomless bowl concept.
Okay.
I went over the weekend into the restaurant, and the interior is so iconic. The personal artifacts that he brought, that he kind of also brought to Mr. Toad's, the Model T Ford salad bar is just amazing.
Yep.
There's an antique stove that's a waiter station. And, of course, they have that British phone booth out on the patio, which was refurbished a few years ago. Now, the defunct train tracks that were along the loading dock.
Can you pop in that phone booth and like use your cell phone to like
I think you can.
A little quiet
time. I saw kinds of College World Series fans in there. So he bought a UP car in 1924, put it in front of the restaurant, added tables that were actually from the Woodman of the World building, and opened what was espresso. So it was just for coffee and desserts.
Sure.
And then sandwiches were added in the patio and became a breakfast place in 1978. I don't remember it as a breakfast place. It was called Express.
Oh, sure.
Clever name.
Yeah.
And then it became an event space, as you probably know. Both of my sisters had their rehearsal dinners in that train car. So it's a great memory for me. It was sold and moved in 2004, and now it lives at an Airbnb location.
Yeah, now just a few blocks away.
Yeah, exactly.
And you and I both know someone who was engaged at Spaghetti Works.
Yeah, well, that's the fun part. I asked on social media for stories about what the restaurant has meant to them over the years. There were many people who talked about engagements, some breakups, lots and lots of proms and homecomings. I can tell you that is still the case today. I see them all the time in the fall and in the spring.
I think I went to one of those when I was younger.
I bet you did. It's a rite of passage.
Yep.
I have a friend from Missouri Valley.
That Spaghetti Works.
Yes. I have a friend from Missouri Valley who said that the Spaghetti Works was a fancy dinner date when he was in high school, and he would bring, you know, his girlfriends to the Spaghetti Works.
Sure.
I saw so many CWS families talk to a family from Texas who said this is a tradition for them. They go every year when they come back to the games. I had one person say that they thought that it was such a fancy night out because it was what they could afford on their grocery store paychecks when they were working in college. Mm. And I, a couple weeks ago, met a server at a different restaurant who has a tattoo of the Spaghetti Works logo on her forearm.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
When I asked her about it, she said it was such a special place for her dad. And after he passed away, she got a tattoo to commemorate
that. How many people have Spaghetti Works tattoos?
I know. Well, she's the first I've ever seen, certainly.
Okay.
I had one person write in and say that the Spaghetti Works is where she learned to like salad.
Mm.
Somebody told her to start with Dorothy Lynch dressing.
Uh-huh.
She liked
tradition.
Exactly.
Nebraska tradition, yeah.
And had learned to add different kinds of vegetables all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy who wrote in and said his high school football team went in for dinner after a game, and they had eaten so much pasta they had to wait for them to make more. And of course, you know, recently that place became a food pantry during COVID for restaurant workers to come. But over the weekend I went in, and I think we should go back and try it. Nostalgia is alive and well. I think perhaps beer cheese sauce is in our future.
Ooh, beer cheese. I haven't had that in so long.
Let's do it.
Okay. But you didn't, once again, you didn't bring any.
I know.
One of these days.
One of these days.
All right, Dan. Thanks so much again.
You bet.
KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Another edition of Dish Omaha, heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. And you can always listen back on kvno.org.